as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith. As we're joined by Jessie Hedrick. She's with CHS. CHS has a foundation. They're trying to encourage more students to go into ag education, become essentially like FFA teachers. And what kind of projects are you involved in to try and spur more people to get involved in agriculture?
Yeah, through the CHS Foundation and corporate citizenship, our main areas of focus are ag education and leadership programs like FFA. A second area of focus is ag safety, and the third is a broad range of grants to support rural communities. So going back to National FFA, recently we made a $1.5 million commitment to that effort. A large portion of the funds with that commitment were earmarked for the National Teach Ag program, which is a special project of the National FFA. And what that program does is focuses on the recruitment and retention of ag teachers for rural America. We know that those folks going into teaching to work with students every day are really the backbone for developing the next generation. So we're trying to do our part in ensuring that they have what they need to be able to continue inspiring the next generation of leaders for agriculture, whether that be production ag or working in agribusiness in some facet.
How are you trying to spur that growth or that retention, I guess, of ag teachers?
Yeah, well, the National Teach Ag program develops curriculum and has online modules to be able to, and also provides networking opportunities for ag teachers to just help get fresh ideas into the classroom, help them with their teaching skills, help them network with other teachers to make sure that that the stuff that they're bringing their students is relevant and fresh. So that's what they're doing on the retention side. And then on the recruitment side, they have a multifaceted approach to just raising awareness on the benefits to being an ag teacher. And saying things like, you know, if you have a passion for agriculture and you like working with kids and you like working in rural communities and you yourself like to learn, this might be a career for you. So what we're trying to do is support their efforts in that program.
What kind of things, you mentioned ag, farm safety, what kind of things are you doing trying to keep young people safe?
We committed $1 million into rural communities last year for local farm safety programs. This included a number of grants, including like ATV safety for youth, included grain engulfment equipment for fire departments. In many cases, fire departments in remote rural communities might serve up to a dozen local communities. It also included training for both producers as well as employees in agribusiness. So what we do is we provide the funds and then let the cooperative or the fire department or the recipient organization go to work to develop the program that they need, that's the most pressing need in their community.
You also mentioned you're involved with trying to help rural development. What is your involvement there?
Yeah, that comes in the form of, again, financial grants, but also through the time and talent of our employees. So CHS has something called the CHS Day of Service. So every employee at CHS gets paid time off to be able to give back their time and talent into the community. So while we give back through financial contributions, we also support and encourage our employees to give back in a way that's meaningful to them and to their communities.
We've been joined by Jessie Hedrick. She's their communications and community relations person for CHS, bringing you coverage from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. I'm Leslie Smith.